Well, Danny, give us your summary of that one, then the one I'll draw with Doncaster.
Talking on a personal note, from our point of view, I think obviously we think we can do better than we did in certain parts of the game. Again, you know, we look a bit anxious at times. You know, when if a pass goes astray or whatever, you know, there's one or two who's in ours and one or two lads lose a bit of confidence, and then they start to try and force things, and that doesn't work, and you know, it seems to be, you know, one partly on the other one, and decisions wise. But I thought we got to a good start again. But I also thought as well that Doncaster played some good football at times against us, and they were a threat. But overall, was it a fair result? 1-1, maybe, maybe not. I think the amount of efforts at goal that they had, I think, was far better than ours. But in saying that, you know, I thought we did well in certain parts of the game, but not all of it.
Yeah, the second half of the first half, really, Doncaster were really on the front foot, weren't they? Putting your side under a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah, and when they got the goal, you know, as well, you know, you think, well, you know, they got the in the ascendancy, quite honestly. But you know, I think we weathered most of the storm. I thought defensively we were okay, you know. But it's when we got into those good positions and going forward, it seems to be that final ball was one that was rushed, or you know, a bit anxiousness about ourselves and in our play and a miscontrol here and there. And we just got to get through that little period that we're having at the moment.
And that's down to between the ears, isn't it? That's not down to the talent. That's between about the way that they're thinking about things. Like you say, anxiety is something that's purely in the head.
Well, yes, and it is as well. And I think that you know, that from the boys, want to do so well for, you know, for the teammates and for the club. You know, sometimes they, you know, they're over compensating with you know, with running too hard at times, or running after the ball we shouldn't be, and running towards the ball when it's coming at pace and miscontrolling it, and just little indecisions at times that's costing us, and that in itself starts to build, you know, and like I said, that leads to a bit of anxiousness at times.
Marcello Trotta seemed to struggle to impose himself on the game, I thought.
Well, listen, you've got to look at the other side of it as well. I think that you know, it wasn't one sided by any stretch of imagination. From our point of view, I thought Doncaster did well at times, like I said, and they defended well. You know, they'll. I'm sure they'll be a bit disappointed losing from a set goal from a set piece. But saying that, you know, they defended as well as we did at times. You know, it's and it's not easy. You know, it's not easy in a game of as frenetic as it was at times, because it was end to end stuff. You know, they defend, we defend type of thing. As a derby game, you know, you'd expect that. You know, but from our point of view, I think we showed a little bit of calmness in key areas. We possibly could have had a lot more opportunities today.
What happened with Joe Dudgeon? Because he was initially named in the starting 11.
Yeah, he pulled up in the warm up with a hamstring. I don't think it's actually gone, but he felt that if he started to play, then he would go. So it's one thing we couldn't do then is to risk it. You know, particularly with the boys that we've got out already. You know, one or two of them, you know, were a miss. But then again, we've brought up a little shining light tonight with young Mason. You know, he did tremendous coming in at last minute there. Didn't have any time really to think about the game, which is, I suppose, it's one of the good things in that respect, that you know, he couldn't analyse what was going to be in front of him. He just got to put his boots on and went out, and he did fantastic, I have to say, for a young kid to come in and show as much maturity as he did at times. You know, his defensive work was good, played some good balls forward, played balls into midfield well, very assured at times. And he can be very happy with his performance.
Is it another one coming up off the ranks then, do you think?
Well, you don't know till you try him, do you? You know, you don't know. And we didn't know about Mason. We actually spoke about it this afternoon, if that was going to be the case. And that's why we put him on the bench, that he can play both centre-half and at right-back. And Jack Cowgill was on there as well. But we just felt he was more equipped to play at the right-back position. And for some reason, I don't know what it was, we had an inkling that might happen tonight.
Joe Dudgeon, will he be assessed over the next couple of days then? Is that what you'll have to look at, go for scans and likes?
I don't think he's going to need a scan, no, but I think he's, you know, but that's what we ask for players. You're professional enough to understand that, you know, if you do go out there, it could cause some damage, and he's been brave enough to say before the game, you know, so we have to take heed of that. And but hopefully in the next couple of days he'll settle down and he'll be able to train again.
Speaking of scans, Sam Winnell, have you had the results in the phys yet?
No, it's tomorrow. I think we're going to get the results tomorrow. Yeah, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's not as serious as it can be, but we'll have to wait and see.
And Leroy Leiter replaced him tonight. What did you make to him?
Excellent. I thought his work ethic was fantastic today. He put himself about, led the line really, really well. And it was a real, real test for the two centre-backs. You know, he didn't give him a minute's peace all night. You know, pressed the ball, worked hard off the ball. Limited chances, I have to say, for goal scoring opportunities, but, you know, sometimes it drops to other people when a player's playing like that. But overall, I thought he did really well. You know, he's been fantastic in training with the group. Although he's not been playing, he hasn't lost that that heart and drive to play when he does get in. And I thought he sorted out. He's really missed not playing, and I think he showed everybody tonight.